We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Senior defensive tackle Darius Stills talks about Saturday's game against Baylor. That's coming up right after this.
Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus brings you more than 400 exclusive live events, select conference championship events, coaches press conferences, and original content. Sign up for Big 12 Now on ESPNplus.com/Big12Now.
So, Darius, I'll start off with the easy one. Just assess your own play through the first two games.
My own play?
Yes.
Hasn't been up to expectations, but I know as season goes on, I'm going to get better. If that's what happens with everybody every game, they get better when the season goes on. But we just got to make it quick. So that's how I see myself. I'm never satisfied with my own play. So every time you ask me, you always tell me I need to get better. So,
Darius, you had that great game against them last year. Do you expect to see a little bit more attention after what you did to them last year?
Yeah, during the whole season, I'm going to have a lot more attention on me than I did last year. I'm going to get a lot more double and triple teams. I've learned that the first two games. So, but I always expect myself to make a lot of plays every game, and it won't change.
Back to you, Greg.
So you mentioned getting double teamed. That goes with playing inside on a defensive line, but is it happening more as you've gotten older and gotten better?
Yeah, especially this year. My freshman sophomore year, I really didn't get double teamed that much. Towards the end of my junior year, I started to get double teamed a lot, but this year they're really keen on me and my brother's scheming off us, so I'm definitely getting a lot of double and triple teams.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Okay. You and Dante combined for 5 sacks last year against Baylor. What kind of a challenge is Charlie Brewer for you guys?
He's a really skilled, very skilled quarterback. But we just got to contain him in the pocket. And with our game plan, with our scheme, we're going to go up. We're going to contain him in the pocket. But honestly, just every opponent, I feel like it's the same. You know, we just got to play our own game. And if we do, he'll take care of himself. But just Charlie Brewer in general, he's a very good quarterback.
We'll go to Cody Nesper next.
Hey, Darius. I was just wondering if you could kind of walk us through what it's like to be double-teamed and what are things you have to do differently and what are things you can do to kind of be double-teamed?
To get double-teamed, it's at first you engage in the first guy, but then I know sometime during that play I'm going to get chipped or blocked or somehow. But in order to, like, play against double team, you got to stay low pad level, and you just got to just keep your feet moving. If you stop your feet, you're going to get knocked over. And if you have too high pad level, you're going to get knocked over. So really, you just got to be perfect against them in order to like beat it.
We'll go to Kevin Kinder.
Darius, I know he doesn't play alongside you, but is it different when the Bandit is playing on the line versus, you know, back in kind of a mic position in terms of what you're thinking, what you're trying to do? I mean, I know obviously he's still got run fit responsibility, so does that change a little bit? You know, at times where you're going, what you're doing, do you have to keep all that in mind?
Yeah, because there's another guy that's beside me. That's why I got to keep in mind. But at the same time, I got my own responsibility, so really – I wouldn't say it affects me, but I wouldn't say it don't affect me either, because I got to do my job in order to free the Bandit up, and he's got to do his job to free me up sometimes. So really, it's just we're kind of working together.
Thank you, Greg.
So Darius, a two-parter here. Going back, your first Mountaineer event game was, how old were you? Do you remember it? And now that you've been here 4 years, and you know, obviously you followed this program very closely. Has it been what you thought it would be? Is college football different or the same as you?
It's completely different. You know, you really don't know what to expect unless you go through it. I mean, I had dreams of like being successful at this level, but I never really, you don't really know how it feels till you go through it. But it's a good feeling, you know. But honestly, I came to college to get to the NFL, and that's what I'm planning on doing. That's what my goal is. So really, overall, it's been different, but been the same too.
Next question is from Skylar Callahan.
Hey, Darius. I know this is two different teams, two different coaching staffs and players, but 2 years ago when you guys struggled with Iowa State, you bounced back against Baylor, and another frustrating loss last week. Is this kind of – do these frustrating losses kind of help motivate you a little bit extra in having a nice bounce back week the following week?
Yeah, it always hurts losing whenever you put your all into something. But at the end of the day, if it don't work, you got to go to the drawing board back on Sunday and then work at it throughout the whole week to hopefully get a dub this week. But you can't really dwell on really losing because it'll affect your next game. You know, Coach Les is always like, don't lose two games in one. Like, don't lose one game and then bring that emotional energy to the next game and then lose it because you lost one. So, like, really, we just got to put it behind us and flip the chapter and move on.
Okay, Mike, go ahead.
Darius, how's it going?
Good.
Good. I'm wondering if you plan on finding a sideline reporter at all at any point during this game. And more to that, having fun in your position and being confident, whether you're doing something like that or you're getting double, triple, seems really important because the way teams play you or just play that position in the nose, it could be not fun and it could drain your confidence too. Those two attributes, how important are they as much as, you know, being strong or being smart too?
Confidence really goes into is a big factor, because if you're not confident, you're really not going to go 100%, because if you don't know what you're doing or you don't know what the assignment is, you're not going to go full speed. But if you know everything, then that makes your confidence boost up and helps you make more plays. But being confident in my position along with the other position on the line, you got to be, because it's you versus the man in front of you. And if you watch film all week and if you prepare like you're supposed to, you're going to be confident going to the game. So, honestly, just confidence is a big factor in football in general, because if you're not confident, you're not going to succeed.
And back to you, Greg.
So, get back to how old were you when you first attended a Mountaineer game? What are your memories of your early childhood coming to games here?
I remember going to, I think I was like 10 or 11, I'm pretty sure, whenever we played LSU. I didn't go to the game, but my mom and I and Dante used to just come up during game days and just kind of just walk outside around the stadium just to get the feel for it. And that's all really we ever needed, because it was a good feeling. But, yeah, I remember going to a couple back when I was young. Didn't really know what was going on, but I was just happy to be here.
Go ahead, Greg.
And then Dante, what's it mean to play along a guy that you know well? And how does that help you that you know what each other is doing?
It means a lot, because if you know what each other's doing, yeah, that's when the confidence plays in. Because, I know Dante's going to do his job to where it's going to free me up, or, like, vice versa. So playing against my brother, and it builds confidence for sure, because I know he's going to do his job, and he knows I'm going to do mine. So at the end of the day, playing my brother's honestly the best.
To you, Sean.
Hey, Darius. Coach Leslie mentioned that outside of you and Dante, that some of the younger guys need to step up. A Akeem, Quay, and then just how have they done? And then Jordan Jefferson, what's the difference between him last year and him this year at this point?
Quay, JJ, and Akeem have done really good during practice. They're trying their hardest to get better every day. I coach them a lot. I tell them what they need to do during this play or, like, what stance or alignment they need to work on. So I try my best to get them prepared so, say, if I'm tired, they go in and they know what to do. But difference between them, JJ last year, he's got really strong. He's gotten very strong. He's working his feet better. He's honestly just took a step forward, so that's good for all of us.
And that was West Virginia senior defensive tackle Darius Stills. The Mountaineers take on the Bears Saturday at noon. The game will be televised nationally on ABC. Mountaineer Sports Network from Learfield IMG College coverage begins at 8:30 a.m. with the GoMart Mountaineer Tailgate Show, leading into regular network coverage at 11 a.m. with Tony Caridi, Jed Drenning, and Dwight Wallace. Thanks for listening.